One, two, three, clap check.
Woo!
Whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Where's that from?
Where's that from?
I don't know, but it sounds familiar.
Good
and
song.
I hate you for it. But this is the Wallbreakers podcast. Thank you for tuning in. This is okay. Jaren the Chemist, and we'll just start fucking introducing each other. Go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Stefan Skins. How are you doing?
This is Dil Sam. What's up, people? As you can hear, there's already shenanigans going on.
This is Give the Horn. Hi.
Give
the
Horn.
This is Amber Heard's dog.
Oh, my.
Who stepped on a bee.
And also was eating Johnny Depp's marijuana.
I hate this.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that was a thing she said.
Have you seen those memes where it's like, oh, my dog stepped on the bee. I hate the number three.
I fell from a tree. Yeah, so my
it's a lemon. I can't see.
I am the flute man.
I don't keep up with those memes. Thank God.
I am the flute man.
It's sad to watch, honest. It's like it's sad to watch the trial.
Yeah, it is. But interesting also. But anyways, welcome in. Before we begin, if you want to step out, I'm just kidding. Weekly recaps. Let's start there.
Yeah, let's start there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So who wants to start?
I'm going to start there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
So I'm mad.
I can tell.
Okay, we're moving on.
But get glad.
No, I prefer Hefty, but me and my roommates were kicked out of our condo. And the reason is that the landlord wants to move back in for health reasons, which... He's an old Irish dude, and he's moving back into a two-floor condo for health reasons. If you're an old dude, and you're moving somewhere for health reasons, wouldn't you want to move into a one-floor place?
Challenge him. Show me the paperwork.
I mean, I'll break his knees if I have to.
No,
give him a reason.
Ask him to show you the paperwork.
Well, it's not even that. So I guess I hear that if you move out and immediately the place goes up for rent or sale, you could sue. Because like because he lied. Now maybe he does wants to move back in. Maybe it's the air in wherever he's living. Maybe that's the health reason.
Well, the thing is, did you guys sign a lease to the place?
We're month to month.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh,
you're not gonna have a case then.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
no. I'm being stupid. Anyway, continuing on. So,
did you guys sign stuff?
Yeah. So we
don't answer my
question. No, I'm not, because we had to go through these recaps. I'm sorry. I hate to be rude. I'll answer questions afterward, if we have time. But
gay. I'm not asking anymore.
Okay, sorry. Shoot, lost my train of thought. We're being kicked out, and we found a house. And I overnight got all the applications from all the roommates that would be living there, and I turned them in personally to the owner, and that was on Tuesday. On Wednesday, and he said he'd either call, he'd either look at the applications on Wednesday night or Thursday, and he still hasn't called me. And I'm like, at least call me with a solid no, you know? So, to be fair, and someone pointed out to me, or literally in text right now, like, you should have applied to multiple houses, but I'm so stressed out, dude. So, yeah, that's my week. What was your question, dude? Like, I'll answer it right now.
Nah, it's all good.
He was asking.
I don't remember.
He was asking if you signed any sort of paperwork when you rented out the place.
Yeah, we signed a contract and everything.
I'm more interested in the pizza. Where'd you get? They don't sell those mini pizzas anymore from Pizza Hut. From where?
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut, like themselves?
Yeah. And not only that, they actually are. This is the old school Pizza Hut pizza.
From like Taco Bell.
No, like the crust is the same as it was like a decade ago.
Really?
No, it's not.
No, on the personal ones, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they are.
The ingredients they use are different.
Well, this reminds me of the classic Pizza Hut before the crust got all...
Back when they used chemicals.
So it's a facsimile.
Whatever, dude. I don't care.
This one gives you cancer. The other one gives you a heart attack.
Yeah. Either way, I die.
Pick your poison.
I choose cake.
I choose pie.
Okay. That was all.
Moving on. Anybody else?
I cracked my windshield.
Sorry. Didn't mean to step on your toes.
No, go ahead. How'd you do that?
I was stupid, and I placed a water bottle there because I didn't want it to keep falling over. And out of frustration, I shoved it in there, and it cracked.
Jeez.
So now I have to buy a windshield. Oh, and then as if that wasn't enough car trouble, the coolant water pump in my car failed. So I had to buy that. And I don't get paid until Tuesday. So, yeah. I'm putting everything on my credit card at the moment.
Oof.
Yeah, but
that sucks.
But, I mean, I'm not going overboard either, so.
Yeah.
Also, this is a need, not a want.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good for you. Are you done?
Yeah.
Anyone else before I go?
No.
Nah.
I don't have anything.
I made that mistake this morning. I'm not going to do it. Well, I made that mistake. I'm making that mistake again. No, but so I started working out this week. You know, now doing this health journey has changed the way I eat too. I realized I can't work out at nights anymore. It's because my parents are getting older. So I worked out, you know, at, I want to say around 10:30, right? And then I had to go do stuff. And then, you know, I came back. I was still sweaty and not smelling like a rose. And so it was almost midnight. So I went to, you know, to take a shower. And then the next thing I hear is, like, my dad banging on the door. What the hell are you doing? Like, what? He's like, you have any idea what time it is? I'm like, yes, which is why I chose to do it right now. And he got upset with me. And then, you know, I ended up not shaving. I already was finished with everything else. And then, you know, I went back to my room and I sat there and I thought, wow, you know, back then, it used, you know, that was all right. You know, now they're like, we need our sleep. And I was like, it's not even like one or two. But so there was that. So I have to be a morning person now. And then, oh, fun thing. I made business cards now.
Noise.
So this is legit. here it is. If you wanna see it. And well, I got a show and tell.
Nice. Okay. I like the design.
It's actually a really cool design.
Simple but straightforward.
My only gripe is that toward the bottom, the letters and numbers are a bit smaller than I thought they'd be.
It's still tangible.
It's so legible, you mean?
My next batch, it's going to be a bit bigger. But other
I'll
than
let
that,
it slide.
Communications major.
I know how to connect with people. I don't know words.
Letting it slide, redacted.
Continue alone. Okay, here.
Oh my god.
Yeah, give it back to
Sorry.
Him. Jesus.
But yeah, I've been.
I don't know words. I could only communicate.
I've been meaning to make business cards for a long time.
I don't know how
and
to swim. I only know how to not drown. Sorry,
finish.
Sorry.
Go! Now I'm in the arena, guys. You got a card? Here it is. You need someone to play at your wedding? Here it is.
Are you gonna play jazz or are you just gonna go full banda on them?
No.
He doesn't.
No, I know.
I'm not
that's
Mexican.
That's the joke.
Also, he doesn't play noise.
I play in a Latin orchestra.
That really
our Latin dance band that, you know, sometimes they pull out that shit. And the first thing I tell him is, he's like, isn't this fun? I'm like, dude, I hate this music. I'll play it, but I'm not gonna like it. Just because I'm a professional, you know what? I'll play it to the best of my ability, but you know what? You can't get me to listen to it. You know, most of the songs that he pulls out, I've never listened to.
Oh, jeez.
I just look at the music and play.
Wait, for banda, wouldn't it be play like at half your best? Because, I mean, if you played your best, it would just not be banda anymore. That's how bad the genre is.
When I mess up and he points it out, I'm just like, hey, that's banda. And then he's like, what? Then I'll be like, that's how they do it in the barrio.
That's how bad they are.
That's how they do it in the barrio. And
in el barrio.
He just cracks up and he's like, you know what? Just get your part learned. I'm like, no.
And like what Snoop Dogg says, gangsta recognizes gangsta. It's a fluffy joke.
No, I know.
But no, I still have fun, even though I play music that I don't like sometimes. It's fun. It's fun to watch other people have fun. Mm.
I actually like I saw live banda one time for a wedding.
I'm so
sorry.
They start. You know what? I do give it. You know who I do give it to? Those tuba players.
Oh yeah,
those two players. You know.
You mean sousaphone?
Fuck you, dude.
Come here and do it.
Know it? Never mind. No, stop. Stop. Let's stop. But I do give it to them because they go and they gotta breathe.
Yeah.
In between all that, so like, I'm surprised they don't pass out like mid song. Everyone else, you know, all right, but tuba players, fuck, so much air and then. They play like all the time.
Oh, jeez.
So, but anyways, one of the groups, they asked me like, would you play tuba? I'm like, if you buy me one. And they're like, okay, we'll see.
Sousaphone.
Fuck that, dude. I want an actual tuba.
No, but honestly, like sousaphones are just tubas that wrap around you. It's literally just a tuba. I'm playing, but like.
Yeah, no, no.
Literally the same thing.
In band, I make the distinction, too. I'm like, it's not a tuba, it's a sousaphone.
You know, it literally is the same exact instrument, just shaped differently.
But when people think tuba, they think of the sousaphone.
I know, it's so weird.
But anyways, enough geeking out, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I've got business cards.
Don't give him business.
Fuck you. Awesome. I'm a great player. Wow, wow.
You should probably also have like a QR code or something, you know, or something that's like because I mean cards are kind of outdated.
One free drink from Hardee's.
No, one free Baja Blast.
Hardee's in the South. Oh,
no, it's exactly. Everywhere. It's everywhere else.
Exactly.
No, I'd say one free Baja Blast specifically at Taco Bell. Or to talk about, yeah.
I'm gonna say this: Baja Blast is overrated.
Free. I agree.
Free hot sauce packets for life.
Oh my god! Do you imagine?
You just go up to them. I'm like, you just got the hot sauce delivered, right? Yeah. Give me all that shit, sir. We can't give it to you. We need some for the customers. look at the thing.
I need to be ready for my colonoscopy like Ron Swanson. Tomorrow. Give me everything.
It's like Ron Swanson. Give me all your eggs and bacon.
Give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Do you understand?
That face he makes afterward. But yeah, so I think cards are a little out. At least they're. I don't know if they're outdated, but like not everyone's gonna ask for a card. But maybe actually, like a.
In my experience.
Oh, they're yeah. Still. Oh, okay.
Especially people who want lessons, they ask me for a card, and I'm just like. I could do you one better. I got paper. Let me rip the corner and write you my number. And they're like, that's ghetto. And I'm like, shit, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you still have like an online option for like a business card eventually.
Yeah, but I can't just say, look me up online.
No, have them scan a QR code.
Oh, with the phone, right?
Yeah.
Just me just going like this.
Oh, my God.
Would you like that was me to the wrong your QR shirt? Code.
It's a picture of Guy without a shirt. Would you like me to give you some service?
Oh my god.
I don't know if you play sax.
In Guillermo's case, he'd need a comb.
Nah, even better. If it's just links to Goatsy.
No.
Do you know what Goatsy is?
I don't.
It's a dude. He's like spreading his booty cheeks.
What?
And it's disgusting.
Moving on.
What? Okay. No. We're done.
That's why I love you guys.
Moving on.
We are done.
That's weird though.
We are done. But we're moving on.
Okay, we're moving on. So
I do private events.
Goatsy.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Let's talk about that.
Will is a cuck. I said it.
Now, this is a story how about how my life got flipped, turned upside
down. So, quick question. Is it a rumor or is it actually happening?
Well, the entanglement?
No, not the divorce.
The divorce right now is a rumor. It hasn't been confirmed by either party yet.
Mm-hmm. It's because she's crazy.
But you know what? It's been overshadowed by other news that we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. But it's still important to talk about because it's a point of discussion here.
Should we brief them on what the incident was? Well, I mean, obviously, I'm pretty sure they've seen the incident. But
oh, yeah. Chris Rock being slapped.
If you have a life, you probably don't know, but...
Yeah.
But someone say it.
Chris Rock was presenting the awards at the Oscars, and he made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith looking like G.I. Jane. And at first, Jada laughed. This is important to note. What? At first, she laughed.
Will was laughing. Jada wasn't.
No. Jada was laughing at the beginning, and then she stopped.
Oh.
And Will was also laughing, and then he looked at her, and then he stopped. And then he walks up to Chris Rock and slaps the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I actually remember the sound that it made. Poo.
But
he has the mic, yeah.
I had to tell you something. Chris Rock took it like a champ.
Oh, he did.
He was just like, wow. And the fact that he took it like a champ made me think that it was staged.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was staged.
He was like, Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
I thought it was staged until I saw Will Smith yelling at him, keep your wife's name out of your fucking mouth. I was like, whoa.
Chris Rock proved that he is actually black because he didn't file charges on him. You're like, nah, fuck that. I can take a fucking slap.
Who's gonna believe me?
Exactly. It's not like it was recorded in front of 20 plus cameras all pointed at me. But afterwards, Will Smith got into some shit with the Academy. Everybody was talking shit on him. But then his wife was asked to comment on the situation. Mm-hmm. And his wife basically threw him under the bus and said that her husband's actions were deplorable. It should not have gotten to that level. He should have calmed down and he should have restrained himself. Translation.
He ain't shit. Oh, yeah.
Since then, Will Smith has been banned from the Oscars. He lost the chance to star in the sequel to Bright 2. And I don't know what else happened to him, but I think he's also banned from another award show. I don't know which one. But since then, he went somewhere in India, somewhere along those lines, for a spiritual journey, per se.
Oh, okay.
But I think the best part of this is all the memes that came as a result of it.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest one being, did I do good, Jada? Well, you know, please don't leave me.
Oh, my God.
And then there was another one, and this is the one that cracked me up. Was where she was like, they have a picture of her, and she's like, I'm not impressed. Tupac would have shot him. Yeah, I saw one of those.
Pop, pop,
pop, pop. But at the end of the day, it started a discussion, and I don't know how you guys feel about it, but Will Smith is a cuck at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He's a far cry from his movie Hitch.
He's just sad.
Yeah.
Like,
he has such a promising career, then his son, not his wife. Fuck. I went there.
I think his son didn't ruin it, but his wife completely made it so that he lost all credibility. And I respected him as an actor. I don't know about personally, but then
after everything that's happened, the fact that he's still with her and we haven't heard any talks about, you know, there might be divorce, like legitimate, you know, news sources and not just, you know, rumors. I'm just like, I have no respect for you as a man anymore because you're not a man.
I mean, you could argue.
You're a little boy.
Well,
you could argue that. Sorry.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
You could argue that maybe he just holds, I guess, family to a higher thing than most things, which is why he's still with her. But at this point, you know, she, from what I understand, she's cheated on him multiple times, right?
Well, see, they claim that.
Open marriage.
Yeah, that they have an open marriage. As far as I know, he hasn't slept with anybody else, but I mean, maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. But she openly talks about it, and she talks about other people being better lovers than him. Oh. In front of his fucking face.
So disgusting,
dude. Entanglements and all this bullshit. But then, you know, you hear all of this, and you just have to think, you know. Yes, maybe he holds family up to a higher standard, but think about it. All of his kids are grown. All of his kids are sustaining themselves one way or another. Like, there's no reason for him to continue in that marriage other than the fact that he doesn't think he's better for anyone else.
I have another theory why he's still sticking with her. If they divorce, do you know how much money she'll get from him?
I don't know. Maybe they have a prenuptial agreement.
I doubt he did that.
It's unlikely, but...
you're wrong. She didn't laugh.
Somebody said she left. I don't know.
She laughed after Will Smith slapped.
Oh, okay.
Not the joke.
She was kind of like doing this, and she just kind of turned her eyes this way, mm-hmm. like in disgust.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I had to check the video. I was checking the clip. That's why I was a little bit quiet.
But I mean, in between, you know, two individuals, I say, you know, they obviously decide how they want to conduct a relationship. But at this point, his wife is not showing him respect.
Oh, yeah. I've actually seen some clips on Jada Pinkett Smith's podcast, the one that Will was featured in, where she talked about the entanglement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she was featured, she had a guest on the show, and her daughter Willow was in the episode too. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like saying that, like, in a marriage, it takes two to tango, and that both have to be critical of their own behaviors. And Jada was kind of like laughing at that and says, as a man, you're supposed to tolerate how I'm supposed to act. Like,
yeah,
as the most toxic I think I've ever heard.
And then like she and Willow were like agreeing. They're like, oh, hell yeah, sister. And I'm just like, what the that's your daughter.
Well, but see, the thing is that's what she's taught her daughter for years of all of this.
And not only that, lots of women believe that too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just like, what the
it's very like the whole illusion of I'm a princess, you know, he's gotta love me for who I am, put up with me and this and that. That's not true. I mean, that's how you get divorced.
Yeah.
That's how you get to your fifth marriage.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
But I mean, it's just, I don't know. I just lost all respect for him after that.
Go ahead. No, you finished. I thought you finished.
The fact that he didn't divorce her after that, I was just like, really, man? You gotta have some self-respect, dude. Come on. But that's my opinion. Oh, plus, he is way more attractive than Jada. I said it. I meant it. Peace out.
When I first saw the slap, I didn't know what to think. Because you know what? The momentum he built, or not even, he didn't have any momentum.
Oh, yeah.
But the way he slapped Chris... I was like, that's not normal.
No.
I was like, I even was the sound effect, you know, I was like, that didn't sound like a slap. So I had to watch the video like multiple times. I was like, okay, that's where he supposedly landed, you know. And then I look at Chris Rock's face and he's just like in disbelief. And I'm like, you know what? I think he did slap him. Holy shit. But apart from them, after that, I like everyone else who has an opinion, I didn't agree with the reason. I believe he did that, which was to show that he was, I guess, behind his wife and that he respected his wife and was defending her honor and shit like that. Because like everyone says, he was laughing at it. He didn't see a problem with it. And then, you know, she made a face and he's like, oh, shit, I got to defend her honor. And she went up and, like, slapped him. And he was like, get my wife's name out of your mouth. And I'm like,
out your fucking mouth.
No, that's the second time he said it. Second time he used fucking. But shit, I was like, oh, he's upset? Why? He was laughing at it just a moment ago.
He was.
But I also put that on toxic femininity. Because she made a face and I believe she looked at him and he's like, oh shit, I gotta do something now. You know, to appease my master.
Yeah.
Which basically that's how the scene went, and went up, slapped, and then went sat back down and even verbally tried to defend her. Which disgusting. He even regretted it. But he should, like Tio Sam said, he should have just divorced her. I don't understand why he stayed with her all this time. Okay, they have an open relationship, yes. But you have to have enough self-respect to realize, okay, you know what? This relationship may not be healthy. But on the other hand, they probably don't really see each other, you know? True. So that can also play a big factor, you know? Out of sight, out of mind, you know what I'm saying? I think after... his kids are fine, like he said, so there should be no problem with just separating. And he can find someone better.
I mean, honestly. He's more attractive than she is.
Yeah. Even at the age he's at now.
Mm-hmm. He's aged well. She doesn't have her hair anymore.
That's so not fair, but that's funny.
What did I say? What did I say?
What's up, dude?
Do you know the comedian Ricky Gervais?
Yeah.
So he made a comment on Twitter after like that whole incident happened. He's like, when I saw what happened on the Oscars, I would never have made fun of Jada Pinkett Smith's hair. I would have made fun of her entanglements.
You know how YouTube, I think, gets me. Because I that video just went up like this. With the slap. Watch Will slap Chris at the Oscars. I'm like, the Oscars are happening? Wait, Will Smith is doing what? Chris Rock? What? I haven't heard that name in a long time. And then I see it, and it was unedited. It was the slap, him walking down, Chris going, wow!
Booty.
And then he's like, get your wife's name out of your mouth. And I don't know if Chris said what, but he repeated again, get my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And I'm like, can he say that? Is this unedited?
I mean, he does have the star power to say whatever he wants.
He did.
He had the star power to say what he wants.
Did the TV allow him to say this?
It was just...
Yeah, the TV itself, not the network, the TV allowed him to say it.
But I think in that moment, one crucial thing was proved. Chris Rock is more of a gangster than Will Smith.
Oh, yeah. And we actually talked about the Dave Chappelle incident last week.
No. Dave Chappelle is more of a gangster.
Oh, big time.
That's true. than Will Smith. Chris Rock, I respect him. He held it together.
Oh, yeah. And like
we're talking about gangster now. If he did what Dave Chappelle did, it would have been a whole different story. Oh, my God. The Fresh Prince is getting his ass whooped. Oh, God. His arms.
Not looking fresh now.
I don't know if you saw the clip, but the whole clip. But after Dave Chappelle got attacked by that person, Chris Rock goes up on stage and says, was that Will Smith?
Oh, my God.
But it shows you he doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Chris?
Yeah. Chris doesn't care about the incident.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now. In the moment, he's like.
Well, yeah.
Oh, shit. He got hit.
In the moment, anybody's going to care.
Is this? And no one goes to the car. Did you notice? No one at that moment goes to comfort him. he's just, you know, doing his stuff and they're going through the words and he's just like,
yeah,
word, why the script doesn't say I just slap?
Shit. No, that was me. I'm throwing hands. I'm glad that Chris Tucker was able to keep it together, but knowing myself, even if I wasn't as strong as Will Smith, I don't know how strong he is, I would at least take him down, you know, and go down
like,
with him.
Doing that, kick I feel like balls. Doing that to a Latino is not a good idea.
We'll stab you with whatever we have.
Because here's the thing, right? Because I have a father figure who's a black man, and he's like, oh yeah, don't bring out the angry black man. And then my response is like, well, don't bring out the bloodthirsty Indian. We'll kill you.
No, we'll scalp you.
Yeah. What up?
Oh, I was going to say a good example of that's, I think her name's Sofia
Vergara?
Yeah.
La Bojona?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. She's a scrapper. I could tell.
Yeah, she doesn't like Gordon Ramsay.
Really?
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay's known to kind of flirt and, like, play around.
Oh.
And I saw a video where he, like, one, you know the dulce de leche caramel?
Yeah.
She loves that. You know, all Latinos in South America.
What did he say?
Love that. He's like, that tastes like shite. He's like, I don't understand it. I mean, I can make you a better sauce. And
it's not a sauce.
It's dulce de leche, cabrón. Dulce de leche. Learn it. Love it.
She got pissed. And
yeah.
And then
isn't she from Venezuela or Colombia?
Colombia.
Colombia.
Oh, even worse.
Colombia. Yeah. She's from one of the two countries that do coke and everything.
Yeah.
But then I guess you know, his way of going about, you know, he I think it's just more plain. He doesn't really do it out of disrespect. But like I think he mentioned something about her figure and then you know, kind of did that.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, he touched her. Okay.
Ooh. And
strike two.
She put up her hand, and he's like, "Holy shit!"
Look, I will say this, you know, because I am still single. You know, if I was in the same room as Sophia, I would at least try to charm her and maybe flirt a little bit. But touching, you know, no.
Well, he wasn't like.
No, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Even the slightest touch, that'll be enough. Like, I wouldn't want to do that. If I was in his position, I would just try to be, first of all, just really, not even flirting, just really nice, you know? Be personable, you know? She's a sophisticated woman. You don't just...
I don't know about that.
Well, she comes off that way, at least. She comes off as that way.
She could be a freak, as far as we know.
Well, that, yeah,
I know, but she's a freak. I don't need... I know.
Okay, yeah. I'm not denying that, but I'm just saying, like, someone like that, you don't... She, I don't know. At least for me, she kind of commands respect. Like, you're, if you're in the same room as her,
that's something else. That's
what I'm saying. Like,
I'm smarter in Spanish than I am in English.
Oh yeah. Do you have any idea how smart I am in my head?
Like, first off,
she's Hispanic.
His first mistake was calling, talking shit about her favorite dish.
Ooh,
that was his first mistake. And after that, he attempted to touch her.
No, not her favorite dish. Her favorite dessert. Her favorite dessert. Sweet. Like,
for Latin, she called it a snack.
Like, if he were to, like, say the right words and charmed her, then she might have been okay with,
like,
him doing
she
that.
She was like, this will fuck me up.
Yeah.
I'll fuck with a whole tub of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it did come in, like, in a small tub. I was surprised, because usually it comes in, like, a glass jar, I think,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. I've only ever had it in churros.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Alfajores.
Alfajores.
Mm-hmm. Churros are good.
But yeah, like I feel like we went a little off topic there.
No, because we're still around, you know, Will and Jada Smith, I think.
We're all brown people here.
Okay.
But it's just...
But yeah, it's a good example to bring up.
His son's still wearing a dress.
Yeah, honestly, I'm going to be honest. I would not miss the chance to at least attempt to flirt with Sophia. I'm just saying.
No, do it.
I'm saying if I was in the same room as her, I would at least try to flirt with her a little bit. I don't care if she's older. I don't care if she's, like, way out of my league. I would try.
Okay.
One.
It's good practice, though.
Sexy sex icon from the South. The other, a knuckle dragger. Jada.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I completely forgot about Jada.
The other's a knuckle dragger.
Easy, like, easy there.
There's a lot of women that sleep with Gordon, if given the chance.
Well, yeah.
You know, ironically,
there's a lot of women that slept with Ralphie May. That doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Damn.
You know, ironically, for someone with no hair, she
you
was
no hair.
No, for Jada, with someone with no hair, she's had a lot of entanglements. You can't tangle your hair. There's no hair. You know.
Yes, you can.
Well, shut I up. Mean, that'd be pretty long.
We don't know if she shaves.
You gotta cut it. What do you mean you gotta cut it?
Just a little landscaping.
God, please never use that voice again.
Why?
I'll fucking kill you.
Sorry, wait, do you have a problem? Do you have a problem?
About what you guys.
Who I am!
Jesus Christ.
Deal with it.
Like, what was your first reaction to it when you first saw it? For me, it was disbelief. I was like, is that really how he slaps?
Yeah, like, at first, I thought it was part of the performance. And then as soon as he sat down and started yelling, I was just like, oh, no, that's not fake at all.
Here's the thing. When you slap somebody, it's only their head that should go sideways. Like, maybe he did have power to it, but for me, it was just like, it looked too over the top. It just did.
Smith?
Yeah. No, Chris Rock's reaction to the slap. Because he went down like...
Well, I mean... It depends on your reaction to it. Like, if you see something going towards you, you're not going to turn towards it. You're going to try and turn away from it.
Fair enough.
But. And to be fair, Chris is a professional. He played it off like that really well.
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about that.
No, he's not making a comment on Chris Rock's professionalism. Mm-hmm. He's making comment on how it looked, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, it, like, to me, when I first saw it, I was like...
Yeah, that's because he's dead. Look at... They call him a Death Ranger.
Yeah. But anyways, I was like...
You know.
Yeah.
But still, I was like, wait a minute. I kept looking at it, and like you said, it looked over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that I realized that it was he actually did attempt to hit him was when he started yelling.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. That's... I was completely just like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in shock per se, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Like, why?
Well, yeah, exactly. I was like, why? Chris Rock is just doing his job being a comedian. But I didn't notice the G.I. Jane joke. Jada was not smiling at all. And then she did kind of give contact to Will Smith, and Will Smith did laugh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because it's funny.
It is.
And the thing is, when you look at the joke that he made, it's actually a good joke. Like, he's not disparaging her in the least.
Oh, no.
Like,
it wasn't that insulting.
It's not insulting at all.
It wasn't creatively insulting.
It's not insulting at all, because when you know the story of G.I. Jane, you know actually why... Him saying that was actually more empowering than if he had made any other joke.
Because mm-hmm.
the whole story of G.I. Jane is this is the first female who ends up becoming a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
And she ends up having to fight, you know, basically the entire Naval Department just to be able to go through the training and then eventually become a Navy SEAL. So it's like, if that's the joke he's using, you know, why are you upset? That's a badass person, you know, to be related to. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
And this is coming from someone who said who was told that he looks like John Lovitz.
Oh, you?
Yeah, me.
Oh, you.
Oh, like, when did Chris Rock get told he was John Lovitz?
No, you.
And I'm sorry.
Big nose freak.
I'm sorry, oh, John. My. Skinnier Jason Steven Seagal.
are you sure you didn't hear that one from me?
That was probably from you,
because I would tell everybody, dude, I would like either a fat Antonio Banderas or a washed up Steven Seagal.
If he does this, you're gonna wanna do this.
Yeah, see, we've done this before. I'm the one that brought that up. Don't steal my joke, fool.
I didn't steal it.
If he punches you like this,
I am Russian. I'm Russian Mongol. Watch, come at me.
Well, I will say, Will Smith did was like very out of line.
Oh yeah.
Right. But
it wasn't fresh.
Fucking slap like a man.
It,
yeah.
It was not fresh. But anyways,
what I remember from his.
But the thing is, like for me, I kind of saw that he was put under a lot of pressure to do something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing too. I'm not condoning it. I'm not be like, oh, like he did this. Let's give him sympathy. Like, no, no, like he fucked up.
Yeah.
Like he should have done that. Mm-hmm. But I see it as a product of just like pressure.
Yeah.
Pressure and expectations of how he should conduct himself with his partner.
Well, yeah, that, but also I think part of it has to do with the influence of Jada herself.
That's what I mean.
Well, no, like the way I interpreted what you said is like societal pressure, not so much.
No, her. Oh,
yeah.
I meant her.
Yeah, so.
Not societal, her.
So my question, since you're the only, well, not in the sense you're the only, but if your significant other asked you to defend their honor, what would you say?
Now, within I'll be reason. Like, depends. It depends on the situation, yeah. If it's a joke, then I'll be like, chill.
For me, I'll
post it on Facebook.
For me, it depends. Number one is the person insulting you, a guy. Because if it's not a guy, I'm sorry, you're going to have to defend your own honor. Like, if it's
even,
a girl.
Even then.
Cause if it's a girl or... whatever fucking tree shark that they decided they want to be, you know, that's all you.
No, you see if it's a woman insulting my lady, and if I don't like that woman, I'm like, all right, let's double team her, let's roast her together. Oh God, I'm one of those guys, dude. I stand by her.
I'm not like that. So if it was a girl, you know, girl on girl, I would have been like, hey, bitch. She got something she wants to say. Hey, I'm behind you 100%. I'm right here. If you need me to hold your hand, I'll hold your hand. But
but
make sure she doesn't grab any hair, okay?
Here, well, I'm gonna hold your wig I'll hold your wig for you, baby.
I'd let her scrap because she is a scrapper. I'd let her scrap. But if I saw a knife getting pulled out, at that point I'd step in.
Well, obviously.
But if a guy were to do it, I would. I don't know how familiar you two are with the original story, but I'd basically go full Elijah Michelson on them.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And I'd just be like, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to apologize, or I'm going to eviscerate your bowels.
You see, I have a type. And it's not necessarily physical, although I do prefer Hispanic women. Mm-hmm. But my type is someone who's not only intelligent, but knows how to use their words creatively. Someone who's good at conversation, who's, once again, creative in the way they speak. So given that that's my type, I might even have to defend her honor because she might roast him right then and there.
But if she asked you to?
If she asked me to defend her honor? See, the thing is, so if we're going with the case that we're addressing, right? Will and Jada Smith. First of all, I'm not a cuck, so it would never happen. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe I would just roast him myself, you know? Well, I don't want to get to violence, you know what I'm saying?
I think we're doing it based off... Well, I think you're doing it based off of the situation Will Smith was in where he's already a cuck and everybody knows it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it from the perspective of me with my girlfriend, which is, you know... Bottom line is this. She tends to fight her own battles, but there has been a situation where, and this was just recently, where somebody said some pretty messed up things to her. And I was upset. But I couldn't really say anything because it was a more personal issue. I'm not going to go into more detail. And part of me wanted to do the whole, you know, defending her honor thing and whatever. But at the same extent, I'm like, number one, this is more personal for you. And then two, you can defend your own honor. But I'm going to support you no matter what you do, obviously. Now, if at some point a fight breaks out, I'm going to intervene. But, you know.
it's that gray area, you know?
Yeah, I think the thing is, like, I don't want to resort to violence.
After what you just told us?
No. I wanted to speak. That's what I'm like.
I know. But, like, I guess, so without the cuck point part of it, right? My thing is, like, I don't want to resort to violence. So if someone were to disrespect my lady, I would, instead of punching him in the face like Will Smith did, because me and my brother are kind of the same, we'll find something about that person to exploit and, like, insult them or roast them. And then at least I would at least take the focus off of her and onto me. Right? And if at that point, if he's so offended by what I'm saying and he wants to attack me, I can claim self-defense.
Do you want to know my answer?
Wait,
please. Nuke him.
Wait, no.
Change
if
all
I,
the,
if I were
change all the ones to zeros.
Because I think I do know what you went through. My face, like, I can't have my emotions. If they would have said something that, like, offended my girl, I would just be like, because if it's a personal thing, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
So you're just there. You're like,
well, see,
front row seat. Fuck.
Splash zone.
No, seriously. Like, I knew I couldn't do anything. So the only thing I did, I was like, you know, that's not true, right? Like that, it's not. Like, and I need you to know that. That was basically the entire way I handled that situation.
It only happens half the time.
Although I know what Joanna would do. He would change all the ones to zeros.
I know. What would you do,
Jared? What do you mean all the ones to zeros?
Rick and Morty.
Oh.
I told the government changing a one to a zero.
You know, funny enough, I'm not as primal as you guys.
No.
That's the thing, too. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Like, despite my strength being primal,
Herculean.
I have myself not so much.
Harambe.
I wouldn't say my thing is primal. Because I don't want to resort to violence, but I do want to, like, roast them in a smart way.
Like, okay, like, it's just kind of simple for me. Like, in your case, like I said, I wouldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. But I'd be like, gee, where if I hear some words thrown at her, and then they sing, I'm like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
Although I will say that if I were to choose to not do anything about it, I'd be like, your reaction? Ooh. And I'd be like, sweetheart, you do whatever you want, I'll look the other way.
Well, see, the reason why I was upset, like, I was legitimately angry, is because it made my girlfriend cry. That's why.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
No sex tonight.
And here's the other thing, right? Here's the other thing. If that person, like, once again, it's one of my lady, because I don't have a lady, I'm still single. But if it was the case,
ladies, once again, he's looking.
And you already know my type, smart Hispanic woman. Anyway, the other thing would be, like, you know, if I were to roast him, if he was single, it'd be way too easy. I'd just be like, hey man, I don't see you with a lady. Nobody wants to be with you. And I'd go off of that and just destroy him that way.
What about you, big guy?
I think wait, did we interrupt you with what you were doing?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Sound like he finished.
I didn't do shit. They was talking and I was just wondering.
I was quiet.
I like how Guy's like, oh my god.
Shocker. That's a legitimate shocker.
They went and I'm just like,
I like how Guy's like, don't, not, no, I mean, hence.
I am innocent, damn it.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut then.
No, like for me, if it was a random stranger though, I just kind of look at them. And be like, we don't need to waste our time with this trash and just walk away.
Yeah.
And then, but however, if they're being a little bit more confrontational, right? Mm-hmm. And they decide to, like, go, like, up close and personal, whether it be like them just walking closer or just, like, you know, being like physically confrontational. Like I said, mm-hmm. all I would do is kick him in the balls. The reason being is because I don't respect them enough to go on a fist fight with them.
See, I have... Okay, now, going off of you being physical, I have the tendency to black out when I get upset. Especially when it comes to loved ones. Uh-huh. So
you might wake
like up if it got confrontational, if they would have got confrontational with me, I wouldn't do anything. In fact, I'd give you guys a good story. I'd start crying. I'd start hugging them.
I'm so sorry. I only just met you, but I'm sorry.
At that point, what will the other guy do? He'd be like, shit.
Stop it. Stop it. Ah.
Feelings. But if they got physical with my
mother. I don't mean physical in the sense of like. Like, here's the thing. When I say physical, sorry, I didn't, like, specify. Like, you know how there's been instances where somebody's significant other, like, especially when they're female, like, some guy hits on her and then literally, like, kind of, like, hits on her a little bit, whether it's, like, smacking her ass or something or touching her. That's what I meant. Like, yeah.
Oh no, yeah. No question.
Kicking the balls. Like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not even going to dignify the person with a fist fight.
Oh man!
See,
I'm not dignifying them with a fist fight, but that's because I know Aikido. So if I'd grab his hand and I'd be like, "If it comes at me like this, I'm gonna do this."
That actually reminds me of a video I saw on YouTube where this one like comedian was like at a dinner party and he was like just telling jokes for the people there because like that's what he was hired to do. He goes over to this couple and he was relentless with the girl. He's like, I gotta be honest with you. If this guy wasn't around, I'd fuck you all day long. He's an older dude, and this girl looks like she was in her 20s. And she's like, this guy doesn't, he doesn't look like he doesn't know what he's doing. I can clearly pleasure you 3 times better than the, well, this motherfucker could. I'm just like, oh my God. It got so bad that the dude actually ran, charged at him, and started like hitting him in the face. And all you can hear is the guy going, oh my God! Ah! He was screaming on the microphone.
Oh my God.
No, like if, I said, kick to the boss.
If it got to that point, I would get upset. See, but
no, I would too, but I'd kick in the boss.
See, yes, I understand kicking him in the balls, but that's why I said I'd go full Elijah on him. I wouldn't raise my voice. I'd actually like lower it and basically come down to a whisper. And if he smacked my girl's ass, I'd grab his hand and I'd just twist it. And really hold it there for a second. Make him think I'm going to break his wrists, you know? And I'd just be like, the next time you touch anyone, and I'll know, this hand comes with me.
I would have told him to do it again. I would have been like, do you consent? No. Do it again. And he'd be like, what are you going to do? Do it again. Please.
Yeah. Option one, you walk well, away. And
when he's on the ground after you kick him in the balls, you just have to ask
her. Yeah, but I have to have a reason to be violent. I can't just be like, did you touch my girl? Yeah. Kick to the nuts swiftly.
I can't do that. It wasn't consent at that point. Like, you, like, the thing is, like, you're not stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, you can look at the girl, you can tell, like, she did not like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like, did you see it happen? No, she told me. That's why it's like, do it again. In front of me. And then, you know, he talks shit, well, you're a fucking coward. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm totally gonna rip off Elijah's line, but this is the one I'd use. Option one. You walk away and carry about your business like a good little soldier. Mm-hmm. Option two, a violent disembowelment.
But, like,
see, that's not realistic, though.
Going back to the Oscar thing, if the comedian made a joke to, like, what Chris Rock did to Jada, are you going to do anything?
No.
It's like,
no.
What do you mean?
Like, for example,
do something.
Oh, no. that he made a joke?
Like, if it was, like, to the extent to what Chris Rock's joke to Jada, would you do anything?
Absolutely not. No, because if it's along those lines, which I'm assuming that the joke is actually empowering and not like, it is a joke, don't get me wrong, it's meant to invoke laughter, but bottom line was it was an empowering joke, so I'm like, if you can't take
a joke, Mike.
Number one, if you can't take a joke, uh-huh. I think he was sneezing and saying that at the same time. But the point is this.
Oh God. The point is there is no point anymore.
there isn't. But first of all, you need to be able to take a joke. Secondly, you need to be able to take a joke, especially if it's an empowering one. And if you can't do that, I don't know why I'd be with you. So,
the answer, two questions. If it were to extend to which Chris Rock, you know, said the joke to Jada and, you know, that, I would have laughed at him, but like, do something. Say something. If it were to extend what you said, I need witnesses in order to be physical. That's why I'd be like, do it again. And if you wouldn't, I'd just call him a coward and leave. Because I'm like, you're wasting my time. You know, I could be having fun with my girl, but instead, you're just being a little coward. Bye. And I'd say it loudly, because he's probably with friends too. So, insult him. A blow to his ego, if not physically to him. Except I throw him on the ground, not hit him. I don't believe in closed fists.
You believe in open slaps?
I don't want to get in trouble. Which, there's a story. No, never mind. I'm not going to go.
All right.
Oh.
All right. We're done with that.
We're done with Jesus. We're done with the joke one.
Yeah.
I was going to do it again. We're done. I'm like,
spread it on. So now, going on to the topic, the trial of the defamation trial.
The defamation trial.
For
defecation trial?
Defamation. That too. The defamation case of Johnny Depp
against Amber Heard.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about America's favorite starlet.
Amber Heard. What?
What is she here? That's true.
My dog stepped on a bee.
Laugh at my jokes.
I just saw you did.
Oh, my God.
So what do you guys think about this whole fiasco?
I have is three.
Like, okay. So even though now... the trial is over. Now we're just waiting for the verdict.
Yeah.
No matter what the verdict is, I would say 90% certainty, know that this will kind of change this will lead to some societal changes. I'm not saying laws and everything.
To the Me Too, right?
Huh?
To the Me Too movement?
Yeah, to the Me Too. Like, this is a big blow to the Me Too movement. What Amber Heard did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. What she allegedly did.
The crying wolf.
Yeah.
It was... So many women are going to hate her for it.
Oh, yeah. She's putting a bad name to actual abuse victims. And, like... Yep. It sucks because now when they come forward, people are gonna have to they have to get evidence, which is unfortunate. Let me explain.
Okay, go ahead.
It's unfortunate that we live in a society that we have to ask for evidence for everything. I wish that people just tell the truth, you know.
Here,
but oh my God, you know what I'm trying to say.
No, because the way you just explained it means that we take everyone at their word and that is enough for a conviction.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, Stefan is talking from a more...
Care Bears point of view.
Yeah, I'm talking from a more Care Bears point of view.
I guess the way I heard it was more so along... Because we mentioned the Me Too movement.
Like, you got to understand that most people are going to take it the wrong way.
Yes, they are.
That's the thing.
All right.
Like... He's talking from a more utopian,
yes,
kind of thing where everybody is truthful. Yeah. Everybody,
no, Care Bear point of view.
No, I get that, but my thing is it's like we were going off of the Me Too movement,
yeah,
and talking about that. So for me, it's like, no, you can't just accuse somebody of rape and take them at their word.
No, yeah,
there has to be some evidence, you know?
And I was just explaining.
And just to be clear, I was very critical of the Me Too movement. The moment I saw like how it's going, I was like, this is going to lead to some problems. People are going to automatically assume the victims are victims. And I wish that was not the case, but We have to ask questions.
Like the Louis C.K. thing.
Yes, exactly. That's a whole other
kind of I'm sorry. He never locked you in the hotel room. He asked you and told you before he started.
Yeah.
And now you're going to accuse him of forcing himself upon you when he never even touched you.
And didn't he say, okay, guys, I'm going to start masturbating, you guys can leave.
No, he said, I'm going to start masturbating to you guys now, but you guys can leave at any time.
Oh, my God. Like,
seriously, like, I'm sorry.
There's something wrong with that. Yeah, let's make that clear. There's something wrong. We're not normalizing.
No,
not at all. But in like, his defense.
That's like, there was some mental issues right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can leave anytime you want. That's
it. But okay. In his defense, he did give a warning.
Yeah.
It's not like he, and then. Again, it was the whole Me Too movement. People were saying he raped them. He never even touched them. He just masturbated in front of them. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you shouldn't masturbate in front of anybody. It's not really.
It's not as traumatizing as actually getting raped.
Exactly.
Yep.
So,
it's just...
Shut the fuck up. Take your small trauma and leave.
But here's the thing. And here's how you know it wasn't real. He made another comedy special. Yeah. I think he did it in the Netherlands or somewhere where they pot is legal. Mm-hmm. His first joke was about that.
Oh my God!
So that's how you know it wasn't real. I'm like he still has his career. Bill Cosby does not have his career.
Oh, obviously.
So I'm just like
to put in pop and I won't never get out.
No, he's out of prison.
Is he out?
Yeah, he's out.
He's rich. What did you expect?
Oh, like going back to the whole Johnny Depp case, what was he accused of during that time?
Booty.
He was accused of physical and sexual assault, as well as emotional abuse.
And then also because Johnny Depp was suing Amber for defamation, she did the same thing back to him on top of
the countersuit.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
But reverse Uno.
Yeah, essentially. But, you know, when you have a reverse Uno card, it implies that, you know what, you have a lot of the plus four or whatever. This girl had ones, threes, and sevens. And in none of the colors that she needed. This is putting it simply for you. She fucked herself when she played that Uno reverse card.
You know what's funny was during the case, Amber Heard and her lawyers were trying to be like, you can't prove that she wrote the op-ed. And then the moment... the moment... she was asked about the op-ed. And she said... And maybe I'm like slightly paraphrasing. Right? And I don't remember what the context was. But I did see on a clip on YouTube... of her saying these words, the op-ed I wrote.
Yeah.
The reason I wrote this op-ed.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm going to use the word nigga a lot because there's no other way to describe how retarded she is. I'm like, nigga. I'm pretty sure at her legal team has said the word nigga to her at least 76 times.
Objection, hearsay?
Especially there.
Objection leading.
Oh my God.
Objection relevance.
You're objecting to your own question.
That was funny. Objection hearsay. So soft.
You're object. And I love that the judge pointed it out too. You're objecting to your own question.
Yeah. Have you seen the judge's face though? Some of the hearings.
I'm sorry.
Gives the office a run for its money.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah, he's doing it for the money. That's the only
reason. No, I'm saying he's giving the office a run for its money with his questions.
Did you guys listen to the closing arguments in the end of the trial?
Hell no.
Camila? What's her name? Vasquez?
Camila.
I saw her. She was good.
I thought it was Camille. C-A-M-I-L-L-E.
Like the T?
Yeah.
Chamomile?
I threw you off guard a little bit
I
there.
I saw like, hers, and like, she was like ripping Amber apart.
But I mean...
No. But I'm asking you if you saw the end of the fucking trial.
Well, the trial's not over yet.
No, they still have to go with the verdict, but...
I know, that's what I mean.
The whole everything's
the
done.
The closing arguments is what you're asking.
She basically had everyone like stand up. And like it was the end of a show, she's like, I like to thank the judges, the audience, Mr. Depp. And we'll give a round of applause. And everyone's just clapping. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, is this Amber?
Is this real?
No, this is Johnny Depp's lawyer.
Oh, okay.
No, the judge.
Oh, that was the judge?
Yeah.
She and thought she was Judge Judy.
And I'm just like, is this real?
Like, is this reality?
No, but
she had her Spider-Man moment.
Let's talk about okay. Who actually saw the beginning of the trial?
I saw some of the beginning of the trial.
I did too.
So talk about it because I've watched a lot of mm-hmm. the trial, and I think I started following in the middle of it when everyone started jabbing.
So Amber Heard was not in the stands in the beginning, I believe. I think it was
no.
They were just questioning Donnie Jeff.
Donnie Jeff. The Pirates of the Caribbean.
I need sleep.
Is he
Pirates of the Galaxy?
Is his name Sack Jarrow?
Sack Jarrow.
Sack Jarrow.
The Guardians of the Caribbean. Oh my god, I need sleep. Shit.
No, you were right. She wasn't put on the witness stand right away.
Yeah, it was it was Johnny. Why do you keep wanting to say the D? Oh my god.
Because you want the D.
Anyways.
For destruction.
For the most part, it's just honestly, there's almost nothing significant at least to my eyes. I don't know about yours.
No,
because like to me, that's when I saw like Amber's lawyers were just basically trying to climb a wall by grabbing on air.
Yeah,
essentially.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Like,
and I don't blame her lawyers for that part because they're. It's the opening statements.
Yeah.
See, but Johnny Depp is basically presenting his case at that point, and they're not allowed to object yet.
Yeah.
I mean, they can try, but the judge is going to be like, it's the opening statement.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. This is what she's being accused of. By default, we have to read it. If he wants to say it, that's fine. After this, you know, as they try to prove it, you can object, but pretty much just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, he said, you know, I lost several movie opportunities. I lost several sponsorships. I've essentially been blacklisted in Hollywood. And as if the financial toll wasn't bad enough, you know, I endured physical and emotional abuse at the hands of Amber Heard. I don't know if he said sexual. I don't think there was on his part.
So.
But he definitely was like, yes, physical and emotional abuse. And this is the thing I found out. Apparently he has not looked at her in the eyes since the trial has started. And apparently he said this before he sued her. You're never going to see my eyes again. So I was just like, man, I guess. But after that, just how the trial has progressed.
So, yeah, I wasn't there for the opening statements, opening arguments.
Opening statements, I think is what it is.
Okay. I was there for the middle and toward the end. Because I didn't want to follow it. I was just like, you know, this is not for me.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's talking about it. It's not affecting me, but I started just getting more and more invested in it, and it's because YouTube and Instagram were showing a bunch of clips about how incompetent her lawyers are. And I, fun fact, I used to want to be a lawyer.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I can see it. You have the argumentative skill.
Like, after I get my degree in music, I might take a year or two to study for the bar exam.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I don't know how well you do on the bar exam. I don't care. With your skills and argument alone, you would do well enough to be a mid-level attorney. Off of that alone. Now, if you backed it up with, you know, knowledge of the law and everything, you could make a really decent living off of it.
He stabbed me and killed my brother. Objection. Hearsay.
But son, it
was on what grounds? Leading the witness. This is the witness. I know.
Objection. Speculation. What do you mean? My brother's dead. Where's the body? Tim?
I can see you like... That's bullshit.
It's at the morgue. Is it here?
Oh my god.
If the evidence is not present in the courtroom in 30 minutes, you've lost this case.
West side! West side!
I will get you those $10.
And then, like, I see the person, people are seeing the person you're defending. He's, like, full of tattoos with a shaved head, part of a gang. He's like, don't worry, Julio, I got you.
All right, so what are we pleading? We're pleading not guilty, right? Yeah, I killed him. We're pleading not guilty, right? I stabbed him.
I did it.
Did you ever see that one billboard where it was a black guy and it says, just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty?
Wait, what? No!
I'm pretty sure that's what it said, but it could have said, just because you killed him doesn't mean you're guilty. I was like, oh, he's got some balls.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn to be a lawyer? How to get away with murder.
Like, I gotta be honest, I feel like you give a lot of Better Call Saul energy.
Who?
Better Call Saul from Breaking Bad.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
You haven't seen Breaking Bad?
I don't watch Breaking Bad.
Huh. As a non-believer, I would suggest you watch it.
I mean, I might...
I'm a non-believer. I didn't watch it when it was
Oh, hyped. No. I didn't watch it when it was first out either.
My brother tried to get me into it, and I'm like... Nah.
Yeah.
And then there was nothing on Netflix, so I was like, okay. Then I got into it. I'm like, Joe, do you know this happened? He's like, yes! For the 10th time! And I'm like, oh. And he's like, yeah, I'm done with this.
I also told you, too, that like... I told you to watch it.
Dang, he must have been real mad.
He's mad now. Yeah, he was like, did you know this? Oh, I did. I'm trying to get you into it.
Joren.
But no.
Relax.
I am.
He's unfazed. But anyways, there was some. I was actually watching highlight clips of the trial, and I couldn't stop laughing at this one part where they like video chatted this one dude to like testify.
Oh, okay.
He was like in the middle.
Vaped, right?
He vaped. Yeah, he's fucking vaping in the middle of his testify.
So Johnny's like,
he couldn't hold back his laughter. Like, you could tell that he's just so sick of this shit. He's just like, I want to be done. I'm tired. I don't want this anymore.
Wait, was this Amber Heard's witness?
No, it was Johnny's. Oh,
God. That was...
It was amazing just how many people, you know, even his ex-wives came up and testified on his behalf.
Oh, yeah. I think freaking Amber Heard tried to talk about, oh, Johnny Depp was being physical, this isn't that. And
Kate
then
Moss.
And then she mentioned Kate Moss.
And she fucked up. She's like...
Yeah, fucked up.
What's Kate Moss?
Kate Moss is Johnny Depp's ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was mentioned...
They brought her in.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
So, this is what she said. She claimed that Johnny Depp once pushed her off down the stairs.
My God, you stupid bitch.
Yeah. And they asked her, hey, Kate Moss, did this ever happen? And she was like, no.
Which was hilarious. And you saw, too, when Amber Heard mentioned Kate Moss, you saw the lawyer and Johnny Depp look at each other. and they're like fist bumping, like, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You're digging a hole there, daughter. Digging a hole.
After the opening statement. You're digging a hole there, son. It's just a fucking circus.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, even if the verdict doesn't rule in Johnny Depp's favor, like, in terms of the people, he's been redeemed.
Yeah.
And also the opposites were Amber Heard.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Now, she gone. Like, I don't know if you heard, but, like, her role in Aquaman has been severely limited.
Yeah, she has apparently only about 10 minutes of screen time.
Yeah.
That's still too much.
Yeah, it is, but...
Oh, well. I say just replace her with Emilia Clarke.
I agree.
Yeah.
She's ooh. Fucking hot.
I'm not a big fan of changing actors of and I know why. I obviously with the whole thing going on, but I mean, just like you could even do a thing where like you kill off Mera, and that sets Aquaman on a warpath.
Well, here's the thing: the facial structure of Emilia Clarke is very similar to that of Amber Heard.
Because she white.
She's white.
Is that why?
No.
Oh, okay.
They actually
facial
have,
structure, not skin tone.
They all look the same.
Anyway, plus we already know they have on-screen chemistry from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So it could work. The only problem is that she's a little bit shorter than Amber Heard, so it would just be a question of shooting angles. Mm-hmm. But going back to the trial, Jesus fucking Christ.
So many objections and so many... Did I say this correctly? Fuck. Like, by the fifth time... They're asking Johnny, did I say this correctly? And he's like, yes, just like all the other times.
Here's the part God where I was like, Depp. Why are you even arguing?
What?
Like, I know it's your job as a lawyer to argue, but there is undeniable proof that she was physically abusive.
Oh, yeah, and there's a lot more things that came out about Amber Heard.
Exactly, like Amber how Heard. She tried to... How she accused him of sexual assault and physical abuse, and it turned out it was just makeup and stories.
Oh yeah, and the makeup company actually came up and like defended against her.
Exactly, they testified against her.
Testified, yeah.
So funny thing, my brother and I actually watched. I forgot what the YouTube channel was. I'm sorry, but it was a behavior analysis, going over all her different. Mannerisms.
And it was done by a professional.
Yes.
How dare you? What?
Go.
How fucking dare you?
Anyways, go.
I know what I said.
Go fuck yourself.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
No, I'm celibate.
Shut up.
And basically, it was explaining why she was doing what she was doing. Like, for example, I don't know if you guys noticed, but every time she was asked a question, she was...
Doing a line of coke?
No.
Objection, hearsay.
She was actually looking at the jury, not at any of the judges. And that's
the judges or
the lawyers and the person asking the question.
The people.
The lawyers.
And is math science?
The reason being is she was trying to like relate to them, and then also like different things, like whenever she would speak, she would like put her shoulders up, and that was a sign of like vulnerability and things like that.
Pythagoras on a B.
One thing he pointed out though, which was funny, was that, and he mentioned this, that her acting coach said that her weakest point as an actor is that she can't cry. And he showed examples throughout the trial, and he's like, it shows. But then also he was explaining how human beings are with emotion, and how like she would tell a story and then she got interrupted, and then she would like her face would just change. And then when she was asked, you know, after she got interrupted, she would compose herself. And then something that she did was she would continue the story but repeat the words that she left off of. Whereas if you're telling a story emotionally, you don't say those exact words again. You kind of you say something different and kind of throw back into the story. And then also, if you're emotional too, you just don't turn that off. Like, even if someone interrupts you, you stay emotional and you're You know,
you're there trying to,
you know, get with your story. So that was interesting. Then also explaining the mannerisms. Oh, the makeup.
Oh, he
also
explained too.
How she was, first of all, she fucked up and said that it was,
Bruce Kane.
Yeah, Bruce Kane. She's like, no. And I'm like, motherfucker. You're trying to get away with this shit. So, but apart from that, she was explaining what the kit was, and she was explaining it to the jury. And the way she was talking about it and stuff like that, she wanted the jury to believe that she was basically she knew what she was doing, because she was using verbiage like obviously, and you know, this is what it is, kind of saying that she's the top professional. She's like, she knows everything about makeup, using that kind of verbiage to make sure that she's not contended, you know, that, oh, she knows everything about makeup, this other person kind of doesn't. Which was interesting, because I didn't pick up on that either. I was like, huh, I should learn from this.
What's the name of the YouTube channel?
I forgot. It came up on my TV. And I clicked on it, and I was listening to it, and I called my brother in. I thought we should watch this. But he was like, a lot of what she's doing is very textbook, and
it's not cash money.
Yeah, she's, in a sense, he didn't want to. Kind of lead you into. He didn't want to say it, but he was like, "Yeah, she's bullshitting." and then also on top of that,
like, she's acting.
Shocker! Yeah.
Performance of her life.
That she fucking failed at.
Because she's this dumb. This is true.
She contradicts herself a lot.
I didn't write that op-ed, blah, 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 blah. The op-ed I wrote.
Oh, but let's talk about difference between Amber Heard's lawyers and Johnny Depp's lawyers.
Oh, okay.
He's sleeping with her.
I'm just gonna put it out there. Wait, what happened? I'm just gonna put it out there. Johnny Depp is sleeping with his lawyer.
I gotta be the best pirate you ever heard of.
Yarg! Objection, hearsay.
Did you hear? I have a wooden sword.
But
objection, my cock's in your throat.
Oh my gosh.
Speculation.
But no, see, that'd be like, is it in yet? That's speculation.
But being serious now.
No.
Johnny Depp's legal team, which is basically just consisted of his one lawyer.
On the other side,
she's on like level 82. Amber Heard's lawyers are like on level 1, beginner, facing the final boss, because they hacked it thinking, I can do this, I can beat the final boss.
I'm a Jedi. Well,
essentially. Well, in their defense, the lawyers of Amber Heard, they didn't have a lot.
No, they didn't.
To go out to defend her.
I understand that.
But it just sucks.
And I understand why they're doing it. You guys explained it to me, and that makes sense. They just want their few minutes of fame. They're going to get paid regardless.
Oh. Fuck. Oh. So to go off of that, so this guy from TMZ, who works in the offices and does the video editing, he learned about the trial. And he started listening to it, and what happened was he reached out to Johnny Depp's team, and he wanted to clear some things up on how they did the stuff and
oh, wow.
How they edited the video and things like that, because because Amber Heard's team, the way they were saying it was not right, and so stupid them what. Amber Heard's team decided to do was put him on the stand.
Oh no.
And he got a little heated because they put him on a stand and they're asking him these questions. And he's like, well, the reason I reached out to her, to Depp's team, was because, you know, I was hearing a lot of things said about how we edit the videos and how we go about, you know, posting them. And it's not true. Mm-hmm. I wanted to clear that up. And she basically said, oh, you know, have you been following the trial? And he's like, not until my friend, or not until someone personal that I knew pointed this out. And then she's like, oh, some can say that you're here for, you know, your 15 minutes of fame. And he's like, well, no, because I wasn't expected to be put on the stand. I mean, if you want to go off that, I mean, we could say that with you taking Amber Heard as a client, you're doing the same thing. And she's like, we're being a little confrontational. No, and he's like, no, I'm just using common sense.
Yeah, I'm just being logical.
Something that you should incorporate into your legal defense plan. But
dang, son, where'd you get that?
But here, bottom line is this. I understand wanting your 15 seconds of fame, okay. And I understand wanting to make your money. But when you sound like a moron objecting to shit that you just said...
I'm a Jedi!
That is exactly what the personification is. I love that I said that, by the way.
I know.
Like, I wasn't going to say it, and I couldn't help it. I was like, I'm a Jedi! Oh, no!
Okay, but I'm trying to compose my thoughts.
Is it okay if I kind of play a little bit of it?
Yeah, go on.
TMZ was being kind of talked about in this trial, and so I had some. So you watched some of this trial?
Correct.
Okay. When did you first reach out to counsel for Mr. Depp?
I believe that was 6 days ago, whatever that date would be. I'd have to do that.
Right. And then you received a subpoena, I think, yesterday in care of your attorney, Cindy Hickox, right?
Correct.
Okay. And Cindy Hickox represents Christy Dombrowski, Kate James, Robin Baum.
Objection, Your Honor.
Were you aware of that?
Calls for speculation.
Overruled.
Were you aware of that?
No.
Okay. Now, if you don't have information that's helpful to this case, then you wouldn't be a witness, correct?
Objection. Calls for speculation.
Sustained. Next question.
I'm not aware.
Okay. You know this case is being televised, right?
I am aware that there are cameras.
And so this gets you your 15 minutes of fame, doesn't
Objection,
it?
Your Honor. Argumentative.
I can ask that question.
Overruled.
So I stand to gain nothing from this. I'm actually putting myself kind of in a target of TMZ, a very litigious organization, and I'm not seeking any 15 minutes here. Though you're welcome to speculate. I could say the same thing by taking Amber Heard as a client for you.
A little argumentative, don't you think?
Oh, hardly. I find that to be purely logical. Thank you.
Now, are you aware that Mr. Depp's attorneys...
Damn. So you should have saw the courtroom's face.
let me tell you something. When a video editor or producer or whatever the fuck the guy is from TMZ is more intelligent and cohesive in their argument than a person who went to law school, you've got a problem.
Oh, yeah.
A very big problem.
Yeah.
Oh, and the whole reason he went there was actually because TMZ... a couple years ago posted a video of I guess Johnny Depp, and then also found out that Amber Heard was going to divorce him. And so he went through the process of how they get the videos and how they would edit them and how they would post them. You know, depending on how the video was was received, it could take anywhere between like 15 minutes to maybe a couple of days because they have to get the rights to that video.
Yeah.
Now, the easiest way, if they get the video straight from us, from the source, doesn't take more than 15 minutes. Now, he told us that the video received on a specific day, and that they posted it 15 minutes later because editing, they had to put like a, I guess, a coloring thing on over it, and then something to let them know that, oh, this belongs to TMZ. And so he said that, and then she was also, his lawyer put Amber Heard on the stand and basically said, you know, you're the one that posted that video, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, I didn't do it. And she was like, well, how does that make sense? Because he said that if they get the video straight from the source, that doesn't take that long to do that. And it was posted that same day it was received. So who would know that you were going to divorce Johnny Depp if you didn't post that video? And she was trying to talk her way out of it, but she was like, no, you're not getting out of this one.
Oh, yeah. And then also going back to the behavioral analyst, he also talked about how every time there's evidence presented against her that's condemning, right, she would always try to focus on something outside of that.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
In terms of like when she's being talked to. So let's say
That sneeze, he used that as an example.
Yeah. Yeah, like for instance, somebody sneezed in the stand and Amber Heard found it so interesting that she had to look who sneezed. While being presented the condemning evidence. I think the evidence was in regards to her saying that she was hit in the back or something, but she had like an open back dress on, I think, the week or the next day. That showed nothing.
Wow.
And everything.
I think it was the same day.
It was the same day?
Yes.
Wow.
I wanted to kind of like bring up some stuff that's been coming to light with Amber Heard. For example, it's been shown, I'll be real quick. It's been shown that her previous relationship, she was the one that was physically abusive.
Yes.
And she has a sister named Whitney who has been revealed is basically her personal punching bag for whenever she's pissed off. Oof. And the only reason why the sister puts up with it is because she wants the clout. She wants the fame.
Oh, and another thing, the guy pointed out too that she would, for simple questions or whenever it was something condemning to her, she would say that she would ask for the question to be repeated. Huh. He pointed out something simple. I forgot what it was, but it was basically so that she could buy time to figure out what to say. And she would also like batterize. You remember that?
Oh yeah, she'd batterize.
And that meant that she was trying to think of basically what to say.
Okay.
And usually when a person, you know, who tells the truth, they don't do that.
Alright, so it's not cash money.
Hell yeah. Ow.
And to top it off, there's actually a warrant for her arrest, an investigation for her in Australia. Because she's
a warrant or an investigation?
I'm sorry, an investigation. Okay. Because she smuggled in dogs into that country illegally.
Ooh. Yeah, they like their dingoes, man.
And if they were to keep the dogs there, they would have been euthanized. Fun fact.
Didn't Johnny Depp help her bring the dogs into the country?
He had no involvement in that. He helped bring them back out of
the
country.
Yeah, no, back. That's what I'm saying. So that they wouldn't get euthanized?
Yeah.
What a stand-up guy.
Yeah, right?
But the reason why we talked about all this is because of the Me Too movement, which in and of itself, like, I believe it was supposed to be a good thing.
Supposedly.
I said supposed to, because then it evolved into something ugly, and that's what we would call toxic femininity.
Roll credits. Point.
So even though, like, let's say there was an allegation of physical, emotional abuse done to a female from a male partner, let's say. Unfortunately, people they just take their word for it. And I mean, I understand if it's like, you know, your friend or whatever, because that happened to my friend too. Mm-hmm. But But at the same time, when it's taking to, when you're trying to, I guess, get the person jail time for it, like you can't just be like, oh, just send it to jail. Like, there needs to be a process, right? Because there have been some cases too where the female cried wolf.
Oh yeah.
And even though they found out she cried wolf and she lied, and the person didn't get jail time, his reputation has been tarnished at that point.
Yeah.
To the point where he can't recover it.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, in Johnny Depp's case, right, what Amber Heard did basically is putting I feel like it might put the progress not back to square one, but a couple steps back from all the length she's done. And we can say that because, like, if you watch the trial, if you see the evidence, it is, unfortunately, against her.
Yeah.
It is all piled up against her.
Es una pendeja.
Una pendeja más bruja.
But this was quite a juicy topic to talk about.
Yes.
Everyone's talking about it. And like Jordan said, I do believe it's gonna affect the Me Too movement. And
she set women back by at least 5 years.
Yeah.
No, there's gotta be some common sense and some checks and balances, you know, because anyone can say something about a man, and if it's not true, that man's reputation is ruined.
Yeah,
you know, we've seen that happen to a couple people, and you know, I'm all for women and have their rights and things like that, but you know what, if you're gonna make allegations, back them up with facts. Don't just take someone's word for it, you know. I dare say, even if they're your friend, you know, ask questions. I figure out if it's true or not, you know.
Yeah, and this is probably a given, but save your receipts, save your messages, because you'll never know.
Yep. Say, yeah. Yes. Because like you said, you never know. You never know. And I don't know if we got time to go on or...
No. So we're going to have to end it here, fortunately.
Which is good.
Yeah. But thank you for tuning in. This is Joran, the chemist. Follow Wall Breakers on Wall Fight Breakers. There's a link tree. There's also now a TikTok account.
Yes.
Which, unfortunately, we have.
I am not saying it's unfortunate. He is.
But do it for the content.
Yep.
I said that. So
you said it. Now you're regretting it.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Stefan Skins. Like he said, follow us on Instagram at Wall 5 Breakers. Our link tree is connected to all of our platforms. And you could also follow me at Skins_TheWallBreaker, where I do some Twitch streaming every week. This week, I'm going to be doing some Yu-Gi-Oh! So look forward to that.
No.
It's in the heart of the cards.
That sounds boring. I'm not going.
I'm going to send you to the Shadow Realm.
Wow, Doran. Go check it out anyway.
This is Deal Sam.
Yeah.
Follow me on TikTok and Instagram at DealSam619 and at Gil Commando on Twitch. I haven't streamed in 3 weeks, but I will start streaming again because I'm waiting to stream once I upgrade my computer, my laptop's RAM, which should be this week. So,
yeah.
Well, this is Gil the Horn. My Instagram is GKT Music. I play trumpet. Hire me, yeah.
I will.
And our Instagram is Wi-Fi Breaker, so check that out too. We're posting new episodes every week or every 2 weeks, depending on the salsa and the chips. So, yeah.
I am Amber Heard's dog, who's on the B. But the name is Flute Man, and the game is also Flute Man. So
Flute Man?
Yeah. Subscribe to the Flute Man YouTube channel. You know, the one that hasn't posted in like a year. Since April 2021. I'm so mad, guys. My life has been so rough. Also, Cali Flute Man on Instagram and TikTok. I mean, the TikTok one's been inactive. But the Instagram has been active. There's a bunch of memes. Check them out. Check out Cali Flute Man and
eat ass.
Yeah, that too. If you'd like, I mean, I don't know how good donkey meat tastes, but you know, go for it. And you know, just follow us on all our platforms, man.
Oh, and also if we're not podcasting, we're streaming.
Yes.
So please check out our Twitch.
Stay tuned.
It is Limit_Reaper.
Yes.
We're using my account for right now.
Yes.
To do the streaming where we play things like Smash Brothers,
Gang Beasts
is what it's called.
Mario Party, Mario Kart.
You can't use the gamer word in there though.
What?
We use the Switch.
We can't use the gamer word, huh?
I don't. Anyways,
break me off a Switch.
But yeah, please check out the Twitch as well.
Nigga.
Oh, and then also have Instagram, @rand_229.
229.
Booty. Yeah. Because, like, you know.
Big nigga booties.
I'm a warrior.
So, yeah. Please stay tuned and thank you all for
listening today.
Have a good rest of whatever the fuck you have. All right.
Clap check.